Hello and welcome back to Convos with SD. On today's episode, we're continuing to talk about the shift to virtual learning because of the coronavirus. Our guest today is a resource teacher from St. Agnes. Please welcome Mr. Bianco.
Hey Sullivan, thank you for the invite. It's an honor to be here.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for being here. As you know, all schools across the country have been forced to do school online. How do you think it's affected students throughout the country?
Sullivan, my computer's a little, Wi-Fi's a little shoddy here. How did it affect students across the country?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Well, I think it's going to be different for a lot of different kids. I could start with the worst case scenario. I think there are some kids in this country that school is their safe place. A lot of kids go to school and it's maybe the only organized part of their day where they have a safe environment and they get food and they're around people they can trust. So for some kids, it's been really, I'm sure, extremely difficult. And then there are some kids that potentially just love going to school. It's a part of their day that they love. They love learning. They love socializing. They love being in the building and seeing everybody. So for them, I'm sure it's another, a different type of a difficult thing. And then there are some kids, maybe it's the opposite. Maybe there are some kids that have found that they learn better when they have maybe a topic or an assignment, and then they have to finish it on their own.
I've definitely liked it.
Sullivan, it's different for everybody, and ultimately it's a change, and I think change is always hard. But I hope that the students that this has kind of hurt are doing okay.
Why do you think Kansas was the first state to do this? Because we're usually not first in anything.
Well, except in the Big 12, Big 12 basketball, other than that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know enough about maybe how the numbers looked for virus cases or those types of things. I would make the assumption that maybe the wave of cases maybe came earlier to Kansas.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure about that. But I do think that it might have helped the state prepare a little more, because I know I live on the Missouri side, Sullivan, and I have friends and people that I would see at church, and they didn't make the adjustment until a couple weeks after us, so they even fell farther behind, whereas the teachers at St. Agnes and other schools, they knew earlier so they could prepare. But I don't know why we were first. I'm not sure. It's a good question.
Do you think other states should have done it sooner? I mean, New York got hit pretty hard, and some other states.
Sooner closing the schools down, or Sullivan, I don't know enough about the science behind the virus and everything. I can assume, I know for a little while there was a talk that they shouldn't shut schools down because kids were less susceptible, but then, you know, I don't know, I think as we've gone on, maybe it would have been kind of maybe negative if we did keep schools open, and I can assume, you know, if one kid has it, then it exposes all the kids, and then they bring it home. It could have been difficult. And there are a lot of things too that school districts had to, and states had to keep in mind. There are, I mean, a lot of, like I was saying earlier, a lot of kids, this closing the school down has really, it's almost been a safety hazard, because some kids barely have a home to go back to, or food to eat, or clothes to wear. So there were so much decisions they had to make. But it sounds like the earlier that they communicated that they were going to do it, it gave people more opportunity to plan ahead. I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
So in that regard, I thought they did a good job.
Yeah. Do you think it'll be harder or easier for students to learn online? Like, for me, it's been a lot easier. Because I'm really good on my own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you're also, yeah, you do a phenomenal job of when you're interested in something, you dive deep into it. And because of that, I think that you can teach yourself. You've learned how to look at something and make it make sense to you.
Yeah.
As teachers, we're kind of taught that there are different ways to learn. Some people like to grab things and move them, and some people like to hear things. Some people like to be outside. There's different ways to learn. And when you learn online, it only addresses specific ways. You can either look at something on a screen or hear it, right, and then do it yourself. So there are a lot of kids that they don't learn well that way. They might need to pick something up and move it or shape or make things.
Yeah.
And it doesn't address that style. So some kids this has been great for.
Yeah.
And then some kids it hasn't. Like you said, you're doing a phenomenal job, and then I know I've talked to some other students and some other families that they feel like it's going okay, and then they've had a really hard time.
Yeah.
So everybody's different. It's crazy. Everybody's different.
Yeah. Do you think all schools being postponed will carry on until next school year?
Wow. I don't know, man. I have no idea. I know that they're starting this phase out type of thing, and I don't know what will happen in a couple months here.
Right.
It could potentially be a situation where the start of the school year looks similar to this, mm-hmm. And then we end up introducing students back into the school, you know, in the second quarter or halfway through the first quarter. That being said, I think it will be easier to start the school year this way with teachers and students having had this experience before,
right,
the beginning of next year.
Right. How hard do you think the transition will be for students next year with such a long break from the classroom, or do you think it'll be easy?
I think there's going to be some, initially it's going to feel different and weird. I mean, it'll be an extended break, for what every kid is used to. I think that there's going to be some, you ever heard of ring rust, Sullivan?
No.
It's kind of the idea that like a boxer, if they hadn't boxed for a long time and then they got inside the boxing ring, it would take them some time to remember things.
Yeah.
You know, I think that that will kind of happen for students and for teachers. It's gonna,
right,
it's gonna take some time to learn how to stay in a building for 8 hours a day, and have it structured for us, and not be able to, you know, kind of do things at your own pace. But on the other hand, I think that it will be fun, and a lot of positive things will come back. I think a lot of people will actually be. I mean, do you get excited to go back to school at the end of summer?
Kind of? I mean,
no.
every kid doesn't, like, I think I hate school, but then being away from it from 6 months would just kill me.
Uh-huh. I would assume that even kids that really say they don't like school, or maybe it's just not for them, there are things that they're gonna be excited to go back for. It's gonna be, I mean, Sullivan, this whole thing has been so new, that you almost kind of get used to just not making any guesses, because you make a guess and
right,
you know, you don't know what's gonna happen. But I hope that it's soon. I hope that it's at the beginning of the year, and
mm-hmm.
And that we get to be back together.
Yeah. Take yourself out of the equation. How do you think it's affected other teachers throughout the country?
Wow. So there are, I mean, man, you know, are any of your parents working from home right now?
Both of them, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, parents have jobs too. And the kids are at home, and so they're having two roles at one time. They're working and they're parenting. Well, a lot of people don't realize too that that's teachers. You know, there are a lot, if not most of the teachers out there, are in that category. They
Yeah.
have they're working and parenting.
Right. And it's especially hard for them because they're the ones that are posting everything on Google Classroom and being on all those Zoom calls.
Yeah. I mean that you can't, you know, every job has its difficulties, but as a teacher, you're right. If you have to meet with a kid or if you're late to posting something, it influences their grade and
Yeah.
so it I think that there are a lot of teachers out in the United States right now and across the world that's been a transition for them. And
Yeah.
Sullivan, there's probably a lot of teachers that maybe haven't gotten the opportunity to learn how to use the computer
Right.
and all the things that you can do online, and so they've had a hard time a learning process with that.
Yeah. I'm kind of getting off subject here, but I see the Chiefs written on the board behind you. Do you think the NFL season will be postponed?
Here's what I think that in all reality, there will probably be a shorter, if not any, preseason. And then I think that they will start, because when's it? September,
September,
mid-September.
yeah.
I think that they will play, and it will be initially without fans, potentially, maybe not even in stadiums, but maybe, you know, in different facilities. And there will be tele. There's too much
Yeah.
money to lose.
Right.
But then
Like the
again, the
Super
NBA.
Bowl makes
Yeah,
millions.
that's so true, Sullivan. But then on the other hand, I mean, the NBA and tennis and
True.
you know, they all canceled. So I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think that if
Yeah.
it's what needs to get done and to help save lives and keep people safe, then they shouldn't.
Yeah.
But I do miss.
How has it affected you?
I think that there have been so many. I mean, I'm blessed to have a job. There's so many people right now. I mean,
Yeah.
do you know what it means to go on unemployment?
Yeah.
So many people are doing that.
Definitely. Yeah.
And so many people, you know, and they don't have a job. I'm sure that it's hard to pay for rent and get food and pay for utilities.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, if you have kids or, you know, family or pets that you take care of, and you know, I have a job and I have a home, and the biggest thing that's affected me is my fiance and I are we had planned on getting married on June 13th, and we don't really know if that will happen or not. We will, I should say, we will get married that day, but the reception and all of those things that come with it, we're not 100% sure. And
Yeah.
I think that that's the biggest thing right now, is trying to plan a life with her and getting things moved into to the house we're going to move into, and but really not knowing, you know, what the next week will even look like is difficult.
Yeah.
So that's been the biggest transition for me. What about you, Sullivan?
I mean, as I said earlier, I like it. I really like it. It's definitely a big transition with being in school 7 hours a day to pretty much being at home all the time. And but I'm doing really good, and yeah.
I'm proud of you, man. Proud of you. That's awesome. I mean, just the fact that you're doing stuff like this is so cool.
Yeah. What have you been doing during the coronavirus?
Well, I'd say that I spend, I mean, I try to spend about 6 hours a day on the computer, either making videos or in Zooms or those types of things. And then on top of that, so I'll wake up and I get on the computer and start prepping the day and doing things like that. And then on top of that, I try to like work out every day, to keep, my body and my mind going. And then, I've been trying to do things around the house to get this house ready. Right now I live with my brother, but my fiance will move in after we get married. I have a projector that, I found that if it gets dark, I can put it on the side of the house, and I've watched a couple movies that way. Trying to think what else. I'm trying to read more. I mean, it's weird. You try to just kind of live a normal life, but normal isn't normal anymore. So you just make it up as you go.
Do you have any other questions for me?
Okay, let's see here. Do you think that kids are thinking about school differently? Like you mentioned earlier, that maybe some kids didn't like it per se, but might have changed their mind or think about it differently. And in what ways do you think students are seeing school differently now?
Let's see here. I mean, like you said earlier, some kids like it, some kids don't. But I think all of them are definitely seeing it. I mean, at least I am. Definitely seeing it differently. Because in regular school, most of the time we would be writing stuff down on a piece of paper. But now we're on the computer most. Pretty much for the whole school day. Not all 7 hours, but yeah. And I think the reason it's been easier for me is because, I mean, I'm just better working on my own, and I can do things at my own pace. Yeah.
And you're a smart kid, Sullivan. I think sometimes you get things
Thank
done
you.
so quickly, and then it's the time that you don't have anything to do that sometimes you get caught talking or something like that. So I'm excited for you because you're smart, you're kind, you're creative, and I know this has been a weird time, but you're finding stuff like this to do. And how cool is that? I mean, man. I'll be listening to you announcing the Royals someday, or being a sports agent or something, man. I can tell you what, I'm just whatever you end up doing, it's gonna be fun to hear about it. Even if it isn't with sports, whatever you end up doing, man.
I want to thank Mr. Bianco for joining us today. That's all we have for you today. Stay tuned for the next episode of Convos with SD. Thank you.